answer of Chaim answers the Rambam by saying, because I mean, he has to go back and learn the pasuk according to the Rambam. So he says over there, it's nai, kodem l'maisa means before the actual maisa. Where's the maisa over there, like b'nei god b'nei ruvain? I was doing it with Chaim, parak vav al-chadal. So the question is, that where did the Rambam get the idea about gufa maisa? If in the pasuk there's no such thing, the pasuk just says that he said yavru first, and then he said onasata. So it's halacha in the tzura satanai, in the tzura satanai, but it's not halacha in the real maisa. The real maisa didn't take place till years later. So where did the Rambam come off to say that it's halacha in the real maisa? It's against the pasuk. All right, that's the part of the Rava's question. So Rav Chaim says because it was al piya dibor. All right, very nice, Alpia Dibur, but still not a Kenyan. Alpia Dibur is Nevuah. I mean, there's only one conclusion you can draw from the Rav Chaim, and that is that if something is, if it's a Dava Mavura, that this thing belongs to so-and-so, that's a Kenyan. That's a Kenyan. In other words, a Kenyan really, the Kenyanim follow the ways of Birur Adar, like Chazaka, Hagbah, Kesef. So apparently Reb Chaim holds that it's the objective of Kenyan is to make it clear whose bilus it is. So therefore, if the clarity of somebody's bilus is beyond a shadow of a doubt, so you don't need Kenyan altogether. So if it's Alpia Dibu and a Satan, so that means it's impossible to be otherwise. So if it's impossible to be otherwise, it has to be theirs. I have to be Zohar. See, that's why Rav Chaim does not want to say the Rav argues with us. Because if it's really a general principle in Kinyanim, he's going to be hard put to say that this is a questionable principle. If I'll PhD with you, so he has to say that everybody helps him this. He's got to posit that. And I say it's a machlekes, I mean, then already. The svara, what's the machlekes? I mean, what's the svara is shaky. So it can't be a shaky svara. He has to be absolutely sure about that. So that's why he even says the rivet also away. So, what? He's just saying this is svara. That if you, that since Kenyan has an objective, and the objective is ultimate clarification, so if you bypass the Kenyan and you go straight to the objective through a different method, so you don't need Kenyan. So the Kenyan is Kenyan's chal. The zechiyah of the person takes place. So maybe you say like this, a little better maybe. That Kenyan is the ultimate expression of zechiyah. Zechus. See, what is Kenyan? Kenyan is the realization of zechus, of zechiyah. So therefore, Al pi hadibur is the ultimate realization of zechiyah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on the satan, so that's zechiyah per se. So that's why you don't need kinyan. Okay, put it more in halachic terms, in other words. That kinyan is really the realization and the fulfillment of a person's zechusim, his zechiyah. So that's what kinyan does. Kinyan ultimately takes zechiyah and brings it into its full reality. So therefore, if God says that this is yours, so that's it. There's no bigger zechiyah, no greater possibility of zechiyah. So your zechiyah is complete. So once your zechiyah is complete, the kinyan takes place. So kinyan is the full expression of zechiyah. Okay? We're saying Kenyan is mashlim the zechiyah sada, and ein lecha zechiyah gedola mizu. So this is the ultimate zechiyah. I mean, the greatness is that he made the right step. In other words, that it has to be in the pasuk. Where is it? That's it. Okay, so then he saw it. That's Rav Chaim showed you. His mind followed a logical pattern that it must be in the pasuk. Now the only question is where. Okay, so the answer is like that. Yeah, he says, "Kiven the bekroa zeh shelim yavru nesatem nichlal be gam etzem hamaisa shel zechias bnei godum neiruvim bechalkam." So the zechia is nishlam through the through this.
He says that earlier.
Yeah. That's correct. You're right. He says, I'm sorry, better. He says on the second line, "Ida yadibur shel nesatem nigmar zechiyasam be'ivar yad." That's right.
That's the term he keeps using later on.
Keeps using later on also. So see, that's his idea. That's definitely his idea. All kinyanim are the realization of schia. So if you have an ultimate realization of schia, you don't need a kinyan. The kasha is, if you're going to say that the schia is ultimately realized through the dibur, so that means that there's zohar right away, because it's the ultimate fulfillment of the schia. So it's chal right now. So it's like it's me'achshav. I mean, not chal right now. It will be chal l'mafrei. It will be chal right now. So you don't need mishpat etnayim altogether. Okay. Okay. Let's start over again. Okay. So Rav Chaim says like this. He says he lays down the yesod of the din of tanayim here from the Rambam and Perek Tes Melchus Gershon. The Rambam says megarish al tnai yeshom gershon veinon gomri machis kaim at tnai. So he also, that's the Rambam, by the way, it's a Kedai to take a look at the Rambam in Perek Ches and Gershon Halacha Aleph, as well as Perek Tes Halacha Hei, that the Rav Chaim is quoting, because of like the open contradiction by the Nisas al Seitze, an impossible situation. But anyways, that's not Rav Chaim's interest in this Rambam. So he's saying that the difference is that if it's told of his man and or b'maisa, so it's not chal until the maisa or the zman. There's no gershon at all. But over here, we're saying that it is chal shere yeshem gershon, but it's not nigmar until the kiamatnai. So Chaim says from this Rambam, you can deduce the whole underlying fundamental principle of Tanayim. Now, what does it mean? Shegomer ha-maisa b'kinyano. It completes the maisa with his kinyan. In other words, it completes the kinyan of the maisa. The ach sha'atnai ma'akev li'gomer. But the tnai could be ma'akev the gemar. So it's a gemar, but the tnai has the ability to be ma'akev the gemar. Okay? In kain gam hocha ba'adibor shelu nesatem, kvar nigmar kinyanam. I mean, when you read the Rechaim first, it sounds like a contradiction. But then when you go on, it's more contradiction. In kain gam hocha ba'adibor shelu nesatem, kvar nigmar kinyanam u'zechiyosam be'ever hayadim, given to hayal pi adibor. So he says it was nigmar already. But now he says, v'rak even shenema bo'atnai shelem yavru b'zehu dadin t'hodra adin she'atnai ya'akev gmar zechiyosam. So apparently gmar zechiyosam is not till later. Achiyavru via kaimu at night. And before he says, it's all nigmar. Try nigmar kinyanam is chiyosam beirayadin. Avalhom miyod the gemar zechiyosam laacha kiyam at night. Yakol naso yedei dibashelu nesata. But this much you have to say that the whole thing takes place through nesata. Al kenavizos maisa b'pol. So what we're trying to say is the Rav Chaim is distinguishing between time and between conceptual ideas, that you can have a phenomenon that time-wise takes place at a later date, but conceptually it takes place at an earlier date. So what he's saying over here is that the essence of a tnai is not to break. It's not a tnai is not like an option. That it's, if it goes this way, it's good. If it goes the other way, it's no good. A tanai really is just the hechi timsa for fulfillment of the maisa kinyan, full realization. It's the opportunity for the maisa kinyan to fully realize. It gives it a makom to realize itself, and that's the hein. That's why hein kodem lalav comes out very good. I mean, those halachas, because you have to mechazik the kiamat tanai. Because kiamat tanai is really the essence of tanai is kiamat tanai. That's the essence. It gives the maisa kinyan a place to be chal, to find its realization. That's the function of a tanai. Tanai is saying, over here, you'll be realized. this point. So it's true that since it says over here you'll be realized, so if it doesn't go over there, it's going to be ma'akev, the realization. But it doesn't mean that the essence of the realization resides in the kiyum. See, the essence is really before, but it just finds a place, a makom lachol. It's looking for a makom lachol. So therefore, the kiyum is really the ability of the essence to actualize itself. It's a hechi timtza of the essence to actualize itself. So if you ask, when did this occur? So it depends what your question is. If your question is on a timeline, so then we can't say, because time is just a quantity. So time can't differentiate between essence and accident. So time, you'll have to say when the last thing that was necessary for the halos takes place. Okay? But if you're going to ask conceptually when did it take place, when did this thing take place? It really took place before. Because what took place later was just a fulfillment of the essence that existed previously. You see, the essence that existed previously. So when you ask when it took place, you have to ask it under two frameworks. A time plane framework and a conceptual plane framework. That's what he's saying. Let's see if it fits in. Okay, here is Zegi Ezekiel Yisod Adin Sheltnoim. She Gomer Hamaisa Bikinyano. So it's just a Gomer. It's just a Gomer. It means just a completion. See, Gomer means it's an accident. It's just a completion. The Achshat Naima Akvo Mili Gomer. But it's true that if you don't have it, it will undo it. But that's not because of the fact that it essentially breaks the original Maisa. It's because it doesn't, because the original Maisa didn't find its accidental feature, its Hechi Timtza of existence. You see? It didn't find its actualization because it didn't find the accidental feature necessary in order to exist. So that's why it's a Ma'akev. Okay? But not because it was supplemented with an essential thing. So even though Atnai is two-sided, in Halacha, Atnai really is a one-sided phenomenon. It's giving the Maisa a Makom Chalos. It's functioning for the Maisa. It's functioning for the Maisa. It's giving the Maisa a Makom Chalos, a way to be Chal, an avenue to be Chal. But if it doesn't find the avenue, it's not going to be Chal. But if it does, it's just an avenue. But the essence of the thing really existed as soon as you have the Maisa. So that's why it says like this. And Kain Gam Hocha Ba Dibur Shel Nasatim Kvar Nigmar Kinyanam Zechiyasam Be'ever Hayadim Kivin Doi Al Pi HaDibur. It means it was Nigmar, means conceptually it was Nigmar. V'ra Kivan Shinema Bo Atnai Shelam Yavru B'zehu Dohadar Adin She Atnai Ya'akev Gemar Zechiyasam. That Atnai could be Ma'akev, the accidental feature of Gemar. Ad She Yavru Yikayim Atnai. Aval Ho Miho De Gemar Zechiyasam La'achar Kiyim Atnai Hakol nasa al yedei hadibur shel nasatim. But this much is sure, that the actual kinyan and the zechiyah was accomplished by nasatim, because that's the essence. Balkein havizos ma'aseh b'po'el. That's why it's considered a ma'aseh b'po'el. It's not a me'achshav, it's a t'nai, and it's a ma'aseh b'po'el. And the shapil yamafinim minod the beinim tnai kodem leetzem ha'maisa. The kamosh hugdom am yavru leunasata. Very gam b'chomak on beinim tnai kodem leetzem ha'maisa. B'poohu gam ken hechash ha'maisa nigmeres al deikim atnai. U'mukomak on beinim shetnai yugdom leetzem ha'maisa. So it's halacha that even though the halacha is that the maisa is nigmeres al yidei Atnai, and Atnai is a mere accident, and the Hechi Timtza of the fulfillment of the Maisa. But nevertheless, it has to precede the Maisa. It has to precede the Maisa. Okay, so that's what Or HaChaim does. He splits up time from concept. That's what he does. See, according to us, we had to just accept it, that the Das HaOdom has to be on the Maisa Kinyan and not on the Chalos. But I mean, but why? I mean, why should that be? So we say, so you're trying to suspend the Chalos, so then you need a mechanism. But Rav Chaim really is explaining it much better. He's explaining how it works. That really it's not a matter of an arbitrary concept that the chalos doesn't need das. Now you need das on everything. But the way it's structured is that the essence of the thing is already nigmar at the time of the maisa. So the Rambam in Perek Shemini Hilchos Gershon is a very difficult Rambam. Because Rambam says, Hamagarish al Tanai, in Niskayim Atnai, raising Mugureshis. In Lon Niskayim Atnai, any Mugureshis. Barbiana Perevel Melosishis, Mishpat Atnai, Kulam. Okay. Vesham Nisbash, Hamagarish al Tanai, Kishay Iskayim Atnai, Tia Mugureshis, Beshoa Shay Iskayim. So the time for the Gershon is at the time of the Kiyam Atnai. Lo b'shas nesina zegel yada. Okay, so therefore the Baal could make stipulations until the kiyam atnai. But he says, v'meisa balo over aget on this ref kodem sheis kiyam atnai ainu megureshes. Okay, so that leaves you to think that it's so this all leads you to think that the gereshin takes place at kiyam atnai. Okay. Now the Rambam says something astounding. L'chatchila she shouldn't get married till the tnai is mekuyim. Vim nisas lo seitzei. So the question is, I mean, what do you mean vim nisas lo seitzei? But there was no gershon. The gershon wasn't completed. So she's neishish gemura. So how could the nisuin be chal? So all the mafarshim ask on this Rambam. Like it's like it's basically a logical impossibility. So, and the case, where's the case in Kedushin? Perek Vav, right? Perek Vav. Yeah, Perek Vav, Alacha Tes Vav. Amakadesh al Tanai in Ishus. Amakadesh al Tanai, Kishay Eskayim Atnai, Tiyam Kedushis. Mishoshin Eskayim Atnai, Lo Mishoshin Eskacho. So, Kate said, "Amalisha meten lochem asayim zuz b'shana zu or merabeyat megadeshes libe dinner zeh." So he gives the dinner now. V'mloet and lochem lotim megadeshes v'nasan din liyada benisan. So he gave the dinner nisan v'nasan lochem asayim zuz shes nimal be'elo harizim megadeshes me'elo. L'fichochem kitcho achar kodem sheiskayim atnasha rishon harizim megadeshes l'sheni. So because over here he's saying straight, v'chenedim begitnu b'momenus. So he's equating the two. So it should be the exact same halacha. Namely, that until the kiyam atnai, whatever it was, whether it was kedushin or whether it was gershin, should be in existence. In other words, if it's kedushin, so then it means the kedushin wasn't in existence. If it's kedushin, so until the tnai is mekuyim, the kedushin was not nigmar. And if it's gershin, until the tnai is mekuyim, the gershin wasn't nigmar. So she's an ashes ish. So it should be that in the first case, if someone's Mekadesh, Rambam's right, that this is Mekadeshus. But in the second case, it should not be Chal at all. So we're attempting to answer this Rambam with the Reb Chaim's concept. That that the essence of the Maisa is really the Kedushin or the Gershin. And the Tanai is just a kiyum in it. Just an accidental feature in it. So, therefore, when it comes to Kedushin, so what happens is like this, that the Isha is not Mekudeshes until the Gemar at night. So, once the Sheni comes in and is Mekadesh, so now Kedushin's Chal, so she becomes an Ashes Ish. So now the Tanai can't complete the accidental feature. Why? Because she's in fact an Ashes Ish. Okay? She's in fact an Ashes Ish. But in the case of Gershon, when I look back in retrospect, like Rav Chaim says, after the Gemara at Nai, when was the essence of the thing? When did the essence of the thing take place? It took place B'Shanas Maisa. So over there, in the case of Gershon, there is no Ma'akev in the completion of the Tanai. There is no Ma'akev over there. Because the other person's Kedushin is not a Ma'akev. So in retrospect, when I look back, so the essence of the Gershon took place before. So therefore, is Lo Seitze. That's basically where we're at. So then the Isla Chatchila would be because of the fact that the accidental feature is not there. Has to reserve on it, yeah. Has to reserve on it. Yeah. The question would be, you'll come up with a strange conclusion, that the guy's Mekadosh in Nisan, and the Tanai's fulfilled in Tishrei. So now in Mafreya, we look back, we say essentially it was Nisan. So essentially it was Nigmar in Nisan. So if somebody lives over to Nisan and Tishrei, so it'll come out that it was Baal Nesh Zish. I mean, it's a strange consequence. First, Baruch Hashem is very simple. He just says the fact that you say that the Maisa is there, but Poel, by Yonasatam, doesn't prevent the Ravid from critiquing. Because in the Tzura Satnai, the Maisa has to be mentioned. And with regard to that, Allah has a must-have Tnai Kar L'Maisa. And so two things took place over there. The fact that the Rambam maintains that there was a real Maisa there doesn't create a problem with the Ravid. Because the Ravid still has his structure of Tnai, and you're learning the structure of Tnai from there. So the fact that you have a structure of Tnai does not intervene with the idea that the Maisa actually occurred. Okay? Yeah, he's still going to have to mention it. Why is he still going to have to mention it? Because he wants to show you that there's a structure, that the Maisa is a structural element in the Tanai. So even where it's not necessary to mention it, because there's Gemiras Das, like in those cases where you could do B'Shtika, nevertheless, it's going to be necessary to mention it if you make a Tanai. Why? Because it's a part of the very structure of Tanai. So therefore, the Maisa, when it's mentioned, is a part of the structure of the Dibur of Tanai. So therefore, the Ravid is saying that that's the thing we learn from Negev Bnei Ruvain, from that structure. And that's why he maintains that the Rambam's concept of Maisa is not the actual Maisa that took place there. It's the structure of Tanai that they're talking about. That's the Ravid. Okay, so Moshe asks, what does Reb Chaim bring the Raya from being in Hain and Kohen Lulav? Why don't I say, you need Hain and Kohen Lulav, but who says you have to be Maskir the Maisa? You just say Hain if you do it. But the answer is that Reb Chaim is saying that the essence of Hain is that it will be Chal. What does Hain mean? It will be. That's the very essence of Hain. So since the essence of Hain is that it will be, so you see clearly that Asnas HaMaisa is necessary. I think what the Reb Chaim means is that what the Reb Chaim means is that the Maisa itself is powerful. So if the Mikra has both Maisa, that same entity, in terms of a real Maisa, and in terms of the Dibur of Tanai, that the Maisa itself will overshadow the statement in terms of Dibur. Do you know what I mean? In other words, if the mikra is trying to tell you something, right? So if the same thing means a real Maisa, and it also could mean the Asnas HaMaisa, so the representation in the Torah would not be correct if it was Asnas HaMaisa, because the actuality of the Maisa overshadows the Asnas HaMaisa, the Dibur of Tanai. So it's not from the Mikra. It's not the proper way to deduce it. Since they both exist, but since the Maisa in reality is Adif, so the Limud is Mustavar, it's going on that which is Adif. That's what I think it means. Adifus means more powerful. So, in other words, the actual mice is really, of the two ideas that are expressed in Unosatam, the most powerful one is the fact that it's a real mice. That's a real schia. So that overshadows, in terms of a limud, that's the ikar. So therefore, if the Torah wants to give you a limud, so you have to go to the ikar of the unasatam. The ikar of unasatam is really the mice itself. That's the ikar of. In other words, Rav Chaim's chakir is in the end of the. Towards the end of the, in the second paragraph. So when he wants to, when he wants to answer the Rambam, I think this is it. That the, in other words, Rav Chaim's chakira is. It sounds funny because it sounds like he's saying that everything is a maisa. I mean, asnasa maisa is also maisa. What does he mean? Asnasa maisa also maisa. See, but what he means is like this, that the halacha is that the t'nai must be kodem l'maisa, which means im t'tmili masayim zuz, must be before, harayim gereshesli. So, what is the value of the harayim gereshesli? Is the value of that because it's a description of the gershon, and the t'nai must precede the description of the gershon? Or is the value of the harayim gereshesli the fact that that effectuates the gershon? So, therefore, the Tanai must precede that which effectuates the Gershon. Okay? What's the difference? What's the difference? Because he says that if you're going to say in the Rambam, in the Rambam you could say two ways. You could say that the Tanai has to be before the Chalos HaMaisa, right? Or you could say it has to be before the Maisa. So if you're saying that the reason why the Tanai has to be before the Rei Megureshes is because the Rei Megureshes effectuates the Kinyan, okay? So then the Rei Megureshes also has a din of a Maisa. Because that's what you're saying. You're trying to say that it must be before that which effectuates the Gershon. The only difference between that din maisa and the actual maisa is in the actual maisa there's a real chalos. Something has occurred. Something has transpired. But over here, there's no real chalos. But it still is before that which has a din maisa. Because they both have a din maisa. Once you tell me the reason why you must have the tanai before the dibur, haret megureshesli, is because the haret megureshesli is the effectuator. So now you're talking about a din maisa, concept of maisa. But you're not talking about the actuality of the maisa. You're talking about the statement which effectuates the maisa, which effectuates the chalos. Okay? So that's the Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim says that... okay, so now we've got to go back. See, that's what it means when I say it like this. In other words, you have to put in the Tanai before the clinching words. Okay? In other words, once you, that really follows from what I said before, that once you have a Tanai, you must have the Maisa. And the Maisa is going to be the thing, when you set up a Tanai, the Maisa will be the thing that effectuates the whole Chalos. That effectuates the whole Chalos. So that's his question. This question is, what is the value of the Rei Megureshes? Is the value it's a description of the Maisa, or the value is it's that which actually effectuates the Gershon? Okay? So I should put it on. That's what he's saying over here. Where he goes, the Asnasa Maisa Yesh Bogam Din Maisa, and the Kamakam Linya Din Shalt Naikon La Maisa Din Tolu. Din Name Ada Din Naikon La Maisa Poil Das Ramu Din Bachalosat Nai. Even if there's a Lachan Nai being Chal, Mishim Dekenu Adin, the Chol Tanai Shal Acha Maisa Lo Mahanya. Okay, once you have the maisa, it can't be chal. So it's halach and the chalos. And kain asnos ha-maisa, nehi diyesh alo gam din maisa. It's true that it has a din maisa, because that's what effectuates the whole gershon. But mikomachom mikriot kodem ha-maisa. But still considered before the maisa, because Nothing happened yet. Calls Manshalo Asa Maisa Gesh Mekadishin. But Tzorach Liyasat Nai Kaim, and Nai should be good. Elanira Mukhrach Mikan, the Gamal Dasa Rambam, Hodabin and Nai Kodal Maisa, who stated Be'ikir HaHasna O Maisat Nai. So he says, you must say according to the Rambam, it's Halacha and Seder also. He says, Valkain Shaper Choshev Gam HaSna Asa Maisa Kamaisa. The Lian Seder Asiyasat Nai Shaper Nuchalom, the Kol Shiyesh Bodin Maisa Tzorach Shiyahat Nai Kodal. If you're talking about the Maisa in terms of the Chalos, so then there's a big difference in terms of the Chalos, the din of Chalos at Nai. So then there's a big difference between the case of the Maisa, which is Hare Megureshes, the Dibor Hare Megureshes, and between the actual Maisa. But if you're talking about an order, so anything that has the quality of Maisa has to proceed. So the question is now, according to the Rambam, where the Rambam maintains that it's on the Maisa of a Poel, okay? So the question is, what does he mean it's on the Maisa of a Poel? Does it mean it's on the Maisa of a Poel because once the Maisa is accomplished, so now the Tanai can't be Chal anymore? Is Alach and the Chalos at Nai. The Chalos at Nai can't take place after that event. So then it'll only be on the Maisa, actual Maisa B'Pol. But if you say it's Alach in order, it's true it's speaking about the Maisa B'Pol. But the reason why you need it first is because you must have an order that the Tanai must be before the Din Maisa. So then, there's two forms of Din Maisa. If he writes it down, I mean, the Hareb Megureshes has Din Maisa, and the Maisa B'Pol also has Din Maisa. So the Tanai must be before, it's an order, before the Maisa. So it must be before both. If it's Halach and Seder. If it's Halach and Chalos, so then it wouldn't make any difference with regard to the Hareb Megureshes. See, that's what he says before. Because his question was, the basic question was from the case of Shmuel, Takana, right? Asking Shmuel, and over there it's talking about the Hasnasa Maisa, right? So he says, L'dasa Rambam Nira Lomar, the Be'emes Kol Hasnasa Maisa She Omer She Yiyu HaKidushim HaGet Kayamino Yevatlu Zeu Gufu Choshev Maisa B'Pol Gamken. Why do Ahanya Dibure im Lakayam Hakadishna Levatlan? It means that that's the value of the Aret Megreshes. Funny way of writing it, but that's what he means. You see? Mikom Kombin Shiyagdim Atnai Gam Lasnasa Maisa Gamkan. Shunasnasa Maisa Yeshbuy Gam Din Maisa Paul. Because in terms of Din Maisa, it's the same. Because it's going to effectuate if the Allah is a Seder, that before you have the character of Maisa, you must have the Tanai. So the character of Maisa is expressed in two ways. It's expressed in that which effectuates the Maisa, and it's expressed in the actual Maisa. So the Rambam learns that from B'nai Gad B'nai Ruvain, but the case that he's using is a case of B'poel. But the idea is not because once it's Chal, once the Maisa takes place, now there's no place for Chalos at Nai, that's not the reason. The reason is because you require a certain Seder, certain kedima, that which has the character of Maisa must have kedima of the Tanai before that which has character of Maisa. So therefore, it wouldn't make any difference whether you're talking about the actual Maisa or whether you're talking about that which effectuates the Maisa, because they both have a din Maisa. The only difference is, in one case, something took place, you see. In the other case, nothing took place. So that's a question of if you learn, is it a din in Chalos, or is it a din in Seder? So he says, Halach in Chalos, it can't be Chal. So you can't say, if you say it's Halach in Chalos, you can't say that the reason why you must have the Tanai in Titni Lima Sayam Zuz before Arei Yat Megureshes, if it's Halach in Chalos, so there's no problem. I mean, why can't it... Why can't it be Chal? I mean, what changed it that prevents it from being Chal? But if you say it's the Maisa itself, so now we have an actual change which will prevent the Chalos of the Tanai. Chalos of Tanai. But if it's Halach and Seder, that the Tanai must be before that which has the character of Maisa, So then it doesn't make any difference whether you're speaking about the actual mice of a pole or whether you're speaking about that which effectuates the gerushin, because that which effectuates the gerushin has the character of mice. Yeah. He says, the Gambadin Seder at Nai, Alfinin, the last few ones. Alfizah Arei, Balkoch, Mucha, Vodas, Ram, the Gambadin Seder at Nai, Alfinin, B'nai, B'nai, God, B'nai, B'nai, Al-Maisa, Al-Maisa, B'Poel. Okay? V'lo Al-As, Noas, Al-Maisa. That means just describing the Maisa. U'Bozeh, U'Shechol, G'Raivin. The Raivin argues, and he says, no, it's going on the description of the Maisa.
When he says
Maisa. So now we're saying, maybe we can answer the first question we asked, because the Reb Chaim wants to say that the Rambam holds that even Hasnos Atnai, you must have the Tnai Kodem LaMaisa. But the Rambam's very case, that's the Raiva's critique. So Rambam's very case is where he has the Maisa Kodem Atnai. Because it says, "Om Allah Harem Gedesh Liba Dinazer, the Nasan Adina Biyodo, the Hishnam Atnai Vamar, and Titnil Masayim Zuthim Gedeshes, and Motitnili Losim Gedeshes, Aretnai Bottlemanesha Higdim Hamaisa, and Nasan Biyodo." So, Vachachachisna. So, the implication is clearly that otherwise it would be fine. Okay? And that's what the Ravid says. Afilo Amar Kol Kodam Hamaisa, Aretnai Bottlemishim, the Lodomi Lutnai Benegar Bne Ruben. Shamarim Yavr Dinat Nai Vahodar and Satan Dina Maisa. Zilla Omakin, Loma Reb Mikadeshis, Dina Maisa, Vahodar and Titnili, Dinat Nai. So the answer to this, what Yaakov's saying is very good. The answer is that how do you interpret the Rambam? In other words, the question we have to ask is like this. When he says Hareb Mikadeshis li Bedinir Zeh, and let's say it wouldn't be Venasam Yada. And then he just says, "Im titni." And then he says, "Im titni li masayim zuz ti mekudeshes li, im lo titni li lo si mekudeshes li." Which mekudeshes effectuates the chalos? Which mekudeshes effectuates the chalos? That's what we have to ask. Okay, is it the first one, the first array of mekudeshes, or is it the second one? So according to the Rav, it doesn't make any difference. Because according to Rav, it's halacha and seder of the description. That in the description, you have to have the Tnai has to precede the description of the Maisa. So according to the writers, the whole thing's gone. They're both description. They're both description. But according to the Rambam, it's Allah of effectuation of Maisa. So now the question is, which Harei Mekadeshes effectuates the Kedushin? Okay? That's the question. Yeah, so you have to say the Dibur of the Tnai effectuates the Kedushin. The Mekadeshes and the Tnai. Why? Because the first Mekadeshes is not necessary. Because Asukim Bosanian, for instance, so you don't need it altogether. That's what I mentioned before. It's dispensable. But the Arei Mekadeshes of the Tnai is not dispensable. So therefore, once you have a Tnai, and you must have the Arei Mekadeshes, the Arei Mekadeshes and the Tnai is the one that effectuates the Cholos. Not the first Arei Mekadeshes. First Arei Mekadeshes is just a Gilui Das in general, but once he fixes it in Tnai, so now the Arei Mekadeshes of the Tnai is what effectuates the Cholos condition. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it would be very good, because the Arei Mekadeshes that he starts off with really would just be a description. It wouldn't effectuate anything, because it's just Arei Mekadeshes and it doesn't say anything. Once he's mashlim the Tnai, so now what effectuates? The Arei Mekadeshes and the Tnai effectuates. So therefore, the Rambam is not in a contradiction where he has the Arei Mekadeshes before the Maisa. Because that's the Arei Mekadeshes that's ineffective. The only reason he needed that Arei Mekadeshes was the dinner. No, what happened was the Maisa had Kedima over the Tnai. The order was bad, because the Maisa had Kedima over the Tnai.
Right, so it turns out, all that halach...
I mean, that's the question, the Rambam's question. Now, why is the Rambam's case, why do I say in the Rambam's case the Tnai is batal? Is it because the Tnai can't be chal anymore? Or is it because the order of Maisa and Tnai are reversed?
Why the Rambam take it back?
So the question is, why doesn't the Rambam say that in the Hasnas at night you have to have the Tnai Kodala Maisa? So then I'll know that it's the Din Maisa. Right? But the answer is?
Because it's only because of the Maisa that
in other words, then you'd never know what the reason is. So you think the reason is because the description has to precede the description of Tnai has to precede the description of the Maisa. Rambam would say is why the Rambam doesn't say openly that you must have in the Hasnoa Satnai, you must have it precede the Dibur Shal Maisa, is because the Rambam always has it that way. Whenever he gives a Tnai, he always has the Hasnoa Satnai kodem the Maisa. So now Rambam is asking, once it says Halacha Din Maisa, so when you write it in the get, I mean, there's no Din Maisa at all in the written words. So I mean, the only way the has the mice is when you give the get, the sifra get, then it becomes, then the lashon becomes valuable. Yeah. So the main idea is that Reb Chaim is saying is that the sfiras dvarim and shtar are simply nothing until the mice mesira. It's just not, it has no value. So that's when they become activated. So therefore, it's going to always be bevasachas. It'll always be bevasachas. You'll never have tonight kodem lemaisa, because it's different than dibor. Different than dibor. So by amira, so you have amira right before the maisa. But by ksiva is a get. I mean, those words in the get of tonight don't do anything. I mean, the giving of the get could be a month later. So the only time that they come into realization is b'shas mesiras haget, and then they both come into realization simultaneously. Okay, it's not a halacha that the din tnai has to precede the din maisa, because then the din tnai and the get it doesn't become active until gerushin, and then they're simultaneous, right? What it means is that in the tsuras, in the tsura of the tanai itself, in the description itself, the description must have first the tanai and then the maisa. So then, you see, in other words, when you have a get, so then the order makes a difference, because the get is the sfiras dvarim. So the sfiras dvarim is explaining things. So therefore, you're going to say that the tsura of the explanation is still prior. It's still prior. But if you say the din of the, if you're going to say the din of the tanai has to precede the din of the maisa itself, then it won't satisfy it, because both are chal in the same moment. Right. So the description is very good for the ravid, but according to the Rambam, it's halacha in the din maisa. So as Allah in the din maisa, so then the din tanai has to precede the din maisa. And that's going to be an impossibility over here. Okay? Okay, so the main part of this question is v'ezo shilig yesh bein shinichtav ha-maisa kodem wa tnai kodem. So, I mean, that's his main point here. So there's no kedima, because it happens that it's chal simultaneously with the nesina seget. Okay, so now our prime answers. So what Chaim seems to be saying in his answer is that don't look at a Tnai according to the Maisa. The Tnai is the Ma'akev and the Maisa is the Chalos. So the Ma'akev must precede the Chalos. If you look at it that way, so then by get, you're stuck. Because no matter how it's written, it's going to be Chal simultaneously. So what difference does it make which way you write it? So he says Tnai is more than that. Tnai isn't just it's a Ma'akev, but Tnai is telling you the method through which it's Ma'akev. And what is the method? The method is that's Megala his das, that Amnanas came and Yosef. So that's the mechanism of the Tanai. So the mechanism of the Tanai is itself a halachic structure. And it's part of the Maisa. It's a qualification of the Maisa. So it's a qualification of the Maisa. So the qualification of the Maisa also has a Din Maisa. It's an extension of it, but it must be in the qualification must be in something as a real Din Maisa. Okay? So therefore, once you have a qualification, so now you have a tsuras atnai. You have a sfiras dvarim in bechsav, an order. Because he's telling you is gilidas. So there's an order to gilidas. I'm an as this, I'm doing this. So the seder advarim is important. It's part of the tsuras atnai. So once you have a seder advarim, so then what's the mekabel to get? And there's a seder advarim, so there's going to be an order midin sfiras dvarim. That's basically what he's saying. That's right. This gilidas is different than an ordinary gilidas, which is extraneous. This is a gilidas, which is the very structure of the tanai and the method of the ma'akev interfering. In other words, the Rambam insists in tanai that the hasnoa has a din maisa. So therefore, it must be tanai kavim maisa. Because if the pool is done already, then the hasnoa has never din maisa. So in other words, according to the Rambam, the concept of tnai is a modification of maisa. So you must have the modification before, and the modification of maisa is considered a part of the maisa itself. In other words, if you have a modified maisa, you take a maisa and you add modification to it. So if the maisa is done, it's too late to modify it anymore. You can focus on your das, but you can't modify the thing. So, therefore, the tanai must precede the maisa in order that the tanai has the quality of modification of maisa. So, in other words, it attaches itself to the very structure of the maisa and modifies the structure. And it's all one unit. Becomes part of it. So, it's a structure of maisa. He's retracting here from his original idea that the Rambam's essentially, the way the Rambam learns, is that the essence is the Guf HaMaisa B'Po'o, and that the Tanai has to precede the Guf HaMaisa B'Po'o. He's retracting from that. He's saying the essence is really the Dibur of the Tanai. And the Dibur of the Tanai has to have the character of Maisa. Where does it have the character of Maisa? Where the Dibur says that in the Kadesh is Lee. So that's the character of Maisa, because that creates the Phalos Maisa. And the Tanai is a modification of his Gemira's Das, it's a modification of that Maisa. So now you have a Tsuras Tanai that has a Din Maisa. Now what about the other element, the Maisa B'Paro? That is just necessary not to have transpired in order that all this should take effect, in order that you should have this phenomenon, this unit. Because this unit is contingent on the fact that the Tanai has to have the character of Maisa. How does it get the character of Maisa? Because the Maisa wasn't done yet, and this Dibur is going to accomplish it, and this Gemira's Das is a component of the Dibur. So it's all one unified phenomenon of Asnas at night as a Din Maisa. And the only reason that you need it before the Maisa B'Poel is because if the Maisa B'Poel took place, then this whole thing, they wouldn't be able to have this whole thing. So it's not essentially that the Rambam is really learning out from the pasuk the Maisa B'Poel. He's learning out from the pasuk the idea that the Tanai is really as the Maisa. That's essentially what he's doing. Okay? That the Tanai essentially has the Maisa. And has it ever the Maisa? Because since nothing took place yet, so the Dibur Hore Mekadesh Li is the Dibur that has the quality of Maisa, because that's going to create the Maisa. And now he qualifies this Maisa by the Tanai. So he modifies, it's a modification of Maisa. So now you have a Maisa Tanai, a Tsuras Tanai, Maisa Tsuras Tanai. And the only reason that you need it should precede the actual event is in order that this should be the case. Because if the actual event took place already, so then you couldn't have this Dibur, would be worthless. It wouldn't be a Dibur Shel Maisa. Yeah, the main point that it has to have a din maisa is apparently Chaim is explaining how is this different than any other gemiras das, which is always extraneous to the chalos. So now he's saying this is really a structure of maisa itself. It's a whole new structure of maisa. So it's not like ordinary gemiras das. I mean, that's a different concept.
So you have to have it's a specific type of Gemara's Das. So why is it different? Why do you have to say certain things that you don't say in other places? So, but if it's really a structure of Maisa, that's why. So it's different than Gemara's Das, but it still functions to make the underlying Gemara's Das find a place to be Chala. That's why if the Tanai is Batal, so the whole structure is Batal, and the underlying Gemara's Das is going to be Chala. Like he said before.